west there in the second week of Lent. The first reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Come, they said, let us contrive a plot against Jeremiah. It will not mean the loss of instruction from the priest, nor of counsel from the wise, nor of messages from the prophet. And so let us destroy him by his own tongue. Let us carefully note his every word. Heed me, O Lord, and listen to what my adversaries say. Must good be repaid with evil, that they should dig a pit to take my life? Remember that I stood before you to speak in their behalf, to turn away the wrath from them. The Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 aside by themselves and said to them on the way, behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and scourged and crucified, and he will rise on the third day. Then the mother of the son of Zebedee approached him with her son and did him homage, wishing to ask him for something. He said to her, what do you wish? She answered him, command that the chosen of mine sit one at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom. Jesus said in reply, you do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the cup that I am going to drink? They said to him, we can. He replied, my cup you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and at my left is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father. When the 10 heard it, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, you know that the ruler of the Gentiles lords over them, and the right one makes their authority fell over them. But it shall not be among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Thus so, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Sharing the theme, a good leader is the one who serves and suffers for others. People are thirsting of power, title, and position in the society. Because when they have power, they can give order. When they become famous, they will be known by many. And when they are in higher position, they will be served by others. To achieve anything, many people find every possible way to get ahead of others. Some even deal wicked ways to destroy others. The way can be normal to worldly leaders, but God prohibits them from religious leaders. Today's reading are centered around the two kinds of leaders. In the first reading, the prophet Jeremiah felt discouraged, because after he tried to help people to return to God, the leader of people didn't recognize his goodwill, but also organized meeting to devise a wicked plan to destroy him. In such a situation, A religious leader, it easily hurt, give up, and even ask God to destroy people. In the gospel, when Jesus announced his passion the third time, the mother of James and John came to Jesus and asked him to command that the two sons of mine sit one at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom. This caused a disunity between Jesus' disciples. Jesus must gather them around him and teach them the way to become spiritual leader. They must serve and suffer for others. The first reading, to return evil for good. First, a prophet must suffer. That is so obvious, since a prophet must speak what God commands him to speak, and this message people don't want to hear. The four prophets speak what people want to hear, so they are loved by people. The prophet Jeremiah must speak what the Israelites didn't want to hear, so that war, destruction, and exile. Therefore, it is a surprise when he must endure suffering. The leader of people organize a meeting and said to each other, "Let us contrive a plot against Jeremiah. It will not mean the lot of instruction from the priest, nor of counsel from the wise, nor of messages from the prophet. And so let us destroy him by his own tongue. Let us carefully note his every word." They forgot that God is the one who controls everything that happened in the war. They can cause suffering for Jeremiah, but they cannot stop God's wrath without going to pour upon them. A prophet, it easy to lose their courage when facing ingratitude. When we study the prophet's life, we can see their suffering. On the one hand, out of their love for people, they didn't want people to suffer, so they prayed for God's mercy on people. On the other hand, out of their anger for the people's stubbornness, they wanted God to punish them. They didn't want to repent, but also to destroy those who love and care for them. Jeremiah expressed his discouragement with people to God. "Heed me, O Lord, and listen to what my adversaries say. Must good be repaid with evil, that they should dig a pit to take my life? Remember that I stood before you to speak in their behalf, to turn away your wrath from them." Gospel, a third for power and position. First, the Messiah must go to the way of suffering. According to Jewish tradition, including Jesus' disciples, even many of us couldn't fathom God's will. We couldn't understand why a powerful God didn't use his unlimited power to save people, but used the way of the cross to do it. This is the third time Jesus revealed to his disciples God's will for him to go to the way of the cross. They didn't understand and accept this way. Two possible reasons why the Messiah must save people to his suffering are listed as follows. First, he wanted to put all human suffering and punishment on himself. This idea was announced by Isaiah in the four servant song. It was our infirmity that he bore, our suffering that he endured. Why we thought of him as stricken, at once smitten by God and afflicted. But he was pierced for our offenses, crushed for our sin. Upon him was the chastisement that make us whole. By his stripes we were healed. Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5. Jesus must redeem people by suffering to safeguard God's justice. Second, human beings are easier to be converted by love than by command. In the Old Testament, many times God commanded people to keep his law, but people were still disobedient. In the New Testament, God wants people to see the suffering God so that people might understand his love for them and return their love. When people feel the love, they shall know how to live better. Second, James and John Martyr ask for power. The petition which the martyr of James and John were asking for can be understood according to human standard, since most of human mothers would like their children have a good future. Moreover, if their children have a glorious future, a mother can also share in their glory. Jesus was very patient to explain for her, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the cup that I am going to drink?" They said to him, "We can." Since they were thirsting for power, they answered that. But if they understood the cup which Jesus was going to drink in his passion, they would probably take back their answer. Jesus replied, "My cup you will indeed drink. But to sit at my right and at my left is not mine to give, but it for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." All spiritual leaders should imitate Jesus to patiently explain for the people to grasp what is beyond their limit. Third, ten other apostles got angry with the two brothers. People are zealous when they see others who have the better part than them. This happened because most people want the highest position. This is also the main cause we can destroy the harmony and unity of a community. If this can be fixed, a community will easily be dissolved. Recognize this danger, Jesus gathered the 12 and taught them a lesson. You know that the ruler of the Gentiles lords it over them, and the great one makes their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Jesus wanted his disciples to understand the difference between true ideal and true way of leading. If the ideal is different, the way of leading must also be different. The ideal of Jesus' disciple is to lead people to God, not to achieve power and fame of this world. So the way of leading must also be different. They must serve and sacrifice so others can be saved. Jesus knew his life to be an exemplar for them. Just so the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life are the ransom for many. Application in life. The desire for power, title, and position happen everywhere, even in the church, the religious community, and the family. Jesus' disciples must avoid their desire. If not, they shall be answered, angry, and even giving up their vocation. Jesus taught us to be different with worldly leaders, because our goal is different with them. We must sacrifice by serving and by suffering for others to be saved, not for material gain. Amen.